This is Keith Pisani of KeithPisaniMinistries.com. An elderly man with his grandson lived on a farm in the mountains. Every day before breakfast, the elderly man would have his morning devotions from God's Word. His grandson would watch him until one day the grandson asked, "Grandpa, what good does it do to read the Bible?" The grandfather did not answer. Instead, he took a coal basket, a basket with holes, from his furnace nearby, gave it to his grandson, and told him to take the coal basket down to the river and bring back a basket of water. The grandson obeyed, but by the time he returned to the house, the water had leaked out of the basket. "Try again," the grandfather said. This time the grandson moved a little faster, but the result was the same. He returned with a basket that was empty of water. "I'll take a bucket this time," the grandson said. When the grandfather replied that he wanted a basket of water and not a bucket of water, the grandson took the basket a third time down to the river, dipped it in water, and returned with an empty basket. "What good is it to fill a coal basket with water?" the grandson asked. The grandfather told the grandson to look at the basket. Earlier, the basket was dirty with coal dust, but now the basket was clean. "That's the good it does to read the Bible," the grandfather said. "When you read the Bible, it makes you clean and changes your life." About his word, God said in 2 Timothy chapter 3, verses 16 and 17, that all scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine or teachings, what is right, for reproof, what is not right, for correction, how to get right, and instruction in righteousness, how to stay right. What does the Bible say about itself? How does God describe His Word? Well, the Bible says that God's Word is the way in Psalm 119 in verses 1 through 11. Psalm 119, 105, it's a lamp, a light that provides guidance. Isaiah 55, verses 10 and 11, it's rain and snow from heaven. It's refreshing like water. It refreshes a believer's soul. Psalm 19, verses 10 and 11, it's gold for the spiritually poor. Jeremiah 20, verse 9, it's a refiner's fire that removes impurities from our lives. Jeremiah 23, verse 29, it's a hammer that breaks rock into pieces. It has the power to expose the falseness in our lives and removes obstacles to faith. It is seed in Luke 8, 11, truth in John 17, 17, and the sword of the Spirit in Ephesians 6, verse 17. To us and to that grandson in Ephesians 5, verse 26, it is water that can cleanse the believer's life. What is God's Word? An unknown writer said these words, "This book, God's Word, is the mind of God, the state of man, the way of salvation, the doom of sinners, and the happiness of believers. Its doctrines are holy, its precepts are binding, its histories are true, its decisions are unchangeable. Read it to be wise, believe it to be safe, practice it to be holy." Praise God for God's Word, and may God's Word be found continually in our lives.